Now it's the time you've been waiting for. You're in the mix with film producer Jason Slack, a.k.a. the talk of the town now. The 40 Vision Films man himself, the owner of the Jason Slack brand. The place to be is here on the Vision Live Network. And now, let's get it in. Welcome to the Slack is Talk podcast.
Welcome to the Slack is Talk podcast, a.k.a. the talk of the town now. I'm your host, film producer Jason Slack. And today is Thursday, August 18th, 2022. And on today's show, I want to share with y'all a very special moment that's getting ready to take place in my life coming up this weekend, starting tomorrow. It's a special moment, man. I've been waiting for this for 18 years, and the day is finally here. And I want to get this event started, talking about it to none other than my fans, man. So without a doubt, let's get it in. And welcome to another epic edition of the Talk of the Town Now. Y'all could have been anywhere in the world, but y'all right here with me. I appreciate that. For my day one listeners, y'all know what it is. Welcome back. Always, thanks for rocking with me. If you're new, hit that subscribe, hit that follow. I'm on all platforms: Google Podcasts, Spotify, Apple, iHeartRadio. Whatever your favorite platform is, the Slack is Talk is on it. So just hit that follow button and take me everywhere you go. Now, I have another special show. You know what I'm saying? Something that's like, this episode hits home. You know what I'm saying? It hits home. It's real important to me. First off, you know how we do it. I like to start off with, you know, some daily news, things that's going on. And to start off, man, I got a bit of bad news, man. I want everybody to say a prayer for my man, Prentice Brooks, who lost his father this past weekend. For those of y'all that don't know Prentice is like a mentor to me, man. You know what I'm saying? He taught me a lot. He's also one of the anchors of the Every Step of the Way podcast. That's also here on the Vision Live Network. And Prentice is just a good dude, man. Like I said, I consider him a mentor. You know, he's my family away from home. You know what I'm saying? He taught me a lot. He helped guide me, talking about a man that's spiritual, that gives advice. He'll give you the shirt off his back. You know, he'll just, whatever's needed, man, he'll help you out. A real smart, knowledgeable guy. And I know what it is to lose a parent. You know what I'm saying? No matter how old you are, whatever the situation is, I know how tough it is. You know what I'm saying? That's the person that raised you. That's the reason why you're here today. You know what I'm saying? And I had spoke to Prentice, I believe, the day before it happened. And that's what's crazy about it. You know, so like, prayers be with Prentice. You know, prayers be with the family. And, you know, we wish you nothing but the best, man. You know, if anything, man, you need anything, I'm here. And I can't say nothing but, you know, listen to this dude on the podcast, man. You know, if you're going through anything, Prentice is a good dude, and we love you, man. On another front, you know, the wait is over, man. My partner Godstar is finally set to release the Godstar website, coming out real soon, man. I'm talking about in a matter of days, you know what I'm saying? The wait is over. Anybody that's out there looking for beats, the time is here. You know what I'm saying? The man is here. If y'all don't know about this cat, y'all sleeping, man. You know what I'm saying? Y'all need to wake up. This kid got that. He got that fire, man. He got what you need. We talking about R&B. We talking about, you know, hip hop, whatever, man. He bringing that heat. The wait is over. Everything that you need will be available on the website. And I'm not going to talk about it too much because, you know, I hope to have him back here on the show so he could explain to you himself. But Godstar Productions, man, the website coming soon, man. Be on the lookout. Now, without further ado, man, let's get right into it, man. You know, I feel like, you know, this is another special epic edition of the Talk of the Town Now. This one is kind of, well, I ain't gonna say kind of, it is close to me. This is something that I dreamed about. This is something that I've been waiting for 18 years, to be exact. This is what I had planned. This was part of my vision. And for those of y'all that's parents, y'all know what I'm talking about, man. You know what I'm saying? The minute that your kid or kids are born, you know what I mean? You want the best for them. You know what I'm saying? You want them to be better than you. You want them to do things that you didn't get a chance to do. You know what I'm saying? In many ways, you want to live out your dreams through them. You know what I'm saying? You want them to have opportunities that you may or may not have had. You know what I'm saying? And this weekend, I will be helping move my daughter into college. She will be moving into her dorm. And starting next Wednesday, it'll be official. She will be officially known as a college student. That's crazy. And that's crazy. You know what I'm saying? I had to stop and think about that for a minute because I remember teaching her how to walk. And now here it is, she's going to college. You got to enjoy all these moments, man, because time go by fast, man. Time go by fast. Like, I remember that when it was yesterday. And she's going to college. You know what I'm saying? It's hitting home. You know what I mean? So, like, just relish these moments. You know what I'm saying? Because these are times that you would never forget. Now, for a lot of people, you know, this process, even though it's positive, is one of the most positive things in the world ever. You know what I'm saying? I believe. There is still, what word am I looking for? There's still some people that struggle with this. Specifically parents, but some kids too. And one of the reasons why there's a struggle is because for most people, when your kid goes to college, that means they're going to be away from you for the first time. You know what I'm saying? And that's big. That's a lot of changes. It's no more washing their clothes. You know what I'm saying? They have to do that themselves. It's no more like getting them up in the morning. They have to do that themselves. And shout out to those kids that started doing this already in high school and maybe even middle school. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to those kids because they prepared themselves even more for this. You know what I'm saying? You don't wait to the time, man. You learn beforehand. That's how you do it. But everything that you could think of is now on them. You know what I'm saying? They take the lead role in that. Sure, you know what I'm saying? They can always call you. You're always a phone call away. But as far as like the physical part about being there, it's all on them. They have to make decisions on their own. They have to know, you know, what to do and what not to do and how to do it. And sometimes parents are going to be home, like, wondering, like, what are some of those decisions? You know, what's going on in the everyday process? And you can't call them, like, 24/7 every move and ask, like, what's going on? You know what I'm saying? How's this going? How's that going? You know what I'm saying? You have to give them time. You know what I'm saying? You have to let them go. You know what I'm saying? This is where they're going to really learn. You know what I'm saying? This is where they're going to really find out what the parents have been doing all this time. You know what I'm saying? In the leadership role. Because now they have to step into that leadership role. So now they're going to see firsthand what the parents went through. And even though this is my first time, you know what I'm saying? She's my oldest child. So she's my first child to go, you know, to college. So I'm not coming to you as an expert because this is my first time, you know, experiencing this. But I can say, you know, anybody that listens to me, one of the things that I teach and one of the things that I always preach is preparation. You know what I'm saying? Even though I never went through this, I knew 10 years ago that this day was going to come. I prepared for this day 10 years ago. I prepared for this day 12 years ago. You know what I'm saying? I always tell all my listeners to dream big, think big, go for the big score. You know what I'm saying? There was never ever a thought or idea in my mind that my kids wouldn't go to college. You know what I'm saying? Because that's not what I taught. You know what I'm saying? That's not the background that I preach. So, you know, her going to college, that was a no-brainer. You know, that was a foregone conclusion. As far as, like, the preparation for this day, you have been, and you should have been, preparing for this ever since day one. And the way you get prepared for this day is setting an example, you know, being that person that, you know, your kid could look at, being that person that your kid could model themselves after, being that person that, you know, your kid could watch and see how to do this, see how to do that. You know, what would my parents do in that situation? What did they do in that situation, you know? And I think that's a good technique. Of course, you know, I'm about the kids. I've always been about the kids. You know, that's why I started the Vision for Kids organization. And the most important thing that you can do, well, I'm not going to say the most important because there's a lot of them, but I give you two of them. The first one is that you have to be there. You know, you have to be present. You definitely have to be present. That's the first thing. The second thing, you have to set that example. Being that, you know, I was present in my kid's life from day one, she has watched and learned everything that I do. One thing that I had to learn real quick was kids watch everything. They watch you even when you think they're not watching you. I mean, I found that the hard way. You know what I'm saying? Like, plenty of times, you know, I was driving and they would be in the back seat and something would happen and, you know, I'll maybe, like, say a curse or get mad, and then they repeated the story to somebody else afterwards when I didn't think they were paying attention or I thought they were asleep. So I found that out the hard way. They listening. They paying attention. Please believe me. So before this day of college comes, she has been watching you. You know, she knows what's important to you. She knows what you value. She knows what you're serious about. You know, she saw me help her with her homework in every grade that she was in. She saw me to go to these parent-teacher conferences. She saw me go take her to all these events, put her in Girl Scouts, let her become a cheerleader. So she knows how valuable and important this is to you. And as long as they know that, and you have been that same way the whole time, they're going to want to carry out certain things. Now, this process is not always easy, because parents, you know, we human just like everybody else. You know what I'm saying? Everybody's human. There's not a person on this earth that knows everything. You know, so as they got older, she started taking, like, calculus and scientific this and scientific that and stuff that, some stuff I never even heard of before. So what did I do? I had a conversation with her. You know, we had a sit down. I told her, you know, how to watch your surroundings in more ways than one. What I mean by watch your surroundings is this not only in a negative way. It's not just to make sure, you know, nobody is going to try to bring harm to you. Yeah, of course, you know, you look out in that kind of way. But also, there are other ways to watch your surroundings. Like, when you're at school, as I mentioned this a couple of seconds ago, there's not one person that knows everything. And to add to that, everybody has, or should I say, specializes in different things. Everybody has strengths. Everybody has weaknesses. Like, I'm sure if you go to school, there's somebody that's a calculus expert. There's somebody that's a writing expert. There's somebody that know all the history that they can, you know, from the 50s and beyond, you know, after that. Whatever subject you could think of, no matter how many subjects is out there, whatever subject that you name, there's an expert out there somewhere. There's a person that goes to your school that specializes in that subject. There's a person in that school that's their favorite subject. They love it. That's what they do. They've been loving that subject their whole life. And what I told her was, you have to find that person. Sometimes in life, it's about building relationships. You know, talking to people, becoming friends. You know, please believe, if I'm struggling in calculus, I'm going to be getting with somebody at the school, you know what I'm saying, who been taking calculus for years, you know what I'm saying, who, you know, calculus is their favorite subject, you know what I'm saying, it's no shame in that. You know, for years, you know, she would come to me, you know, with homework help, and if it was something I didn't know or never seen before, I would go get help, you know what I'm saying. So that's one of the things that I instilled in her. You know, if you don't know something, get with somebody, man. Build relationship. Build friendships. You know what I'm saying? Have them help you. And it's not using anybody, because somebody's going to come and ask you for help. It's something that you're good at. You know what I'm saying? It's a revolving door. You know what I'm saying? It goes both ways. You know, it goes around and it comes around. You know what I'm saying? We all have to do that. Even the best of them. So as far as like the schoolwork and the academic part, I'm not worried about that. You know, she's been doing this for years. You know, we did it in middle school. We did it in high school. We have did it in every level, every aspect of life that she's been in so far. And we're just going to a higher grade. That's all. You know, there was some concerns about, you know, the move to high school. And we got through that, you know. So now she's grown. And she understands, you know, to ask for help. You know, there's nothing wrong with that. Everybody has to do it. Even the scholars, even the best of them. You know what I'm saying? Whoever you could think of, and no matter what field, they have had some help along the way, somewhere in life. And this is no different. As far as, like, the standard of living, you know, now that she's going to be in the dorm, now she's going to be away from us, now she's going to be alone, the expectations are the same. You know what I'm saying? You see how I lived. You see how, you know, you see the things that I value. You see how I carry myself. You see I'm all about business. You know, I take care of what I need to take care of. I have a little fun, but I take care of business first. And I have careers going on, and that's what it's about. So that's all she has ever seen me do in her life. You know what I'm saying? Since the day she was born, I was trying to build a podcast. I was trying to start a network company. I was trying to start a management company. You know, so she has seen this from day one. And, you know, because I understood that I have kids, it's certain stuff that I can't do. You know what I'm saying? I'm never going to put myself in jeopardy. I'm never going to take chances because I have kids and I have other people that look up to me. And I expect the same from her. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to take that chance because, you know, I know my parents is, you know, they invested in me and they expect this and they expect that. You know what I'm saying? I expect those decisions to be made with, you know, the mindset of, you know, this is what my father, this is what my mother, and these are, you know, these are things that people who are older than me. This is what they would do. This is how they would think. You know, as long as she keeps that in mind and as long as she considers that before she makes her actual decision, I'm fine with it. You know, I think I could live with that. So the standard of living, I'm not really worried about that part. Now, her actual safety, you know, now here's where it gets a little testy. You know, this is something that I'm not going to say always worried about it. You know, it crosses my mind, and it mainly crosses my mind because she's a female, you know, specifically. And a lot of times, you know, you go to a school for the first time, you don't know who your classmates are going to be. You don't know who your roommates are going to be. And especially this time, you know, I'm not going to be around like that. Now, as we mentioned earlier, you know, I taught her this too. I told her how to defend herself. I told her, you know, what to look out for. You know, you have to, you know, it's a fine line between judging people and, you know, noticing your surroundings. Sometimes, like, it can be one and the same, but it's something that you have to do, because anytime you go to a place, or anytime you're going to be staying at a place, you know what I'm saying? That's your safety. So you have to know what's going on. You know what I mean? You have to be aware of what's going on. Especially like if there's other people there, it's your job to check them out. You know what I'm saying? You don't have to let the people know you're doing that, but it's your job, because that's where you're going to be at. That's where you're going to spend most of your time at. Now, you know, you're not going to know who your roommate is. So you have to feel that person out. You have to try to get to know them. And these things don't take long. I mean, you'll be able to find out if she's quiet, talks a lot, likes to party. It doesn't take long. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not going to say that you could look at somebody the first time, or it might take just a day and then all of a sudden you got them. I'm not going to say that. But usually, like, within the beginning, somewhere along the lines, that person gives you a hint of what type of person they are, or at least what direction they're leaning towards. You know what I'm saying? They usually give you a hint, and you just have to be there to catch the hint. Now, me as a parent, you know, being that I teach preparation and being prepared, I knew this day was coming. So I also knew that I would be, you know, her safety would weigh on me. You know what I'm saying? When she's away from me for the first time for a long period of time. You know what I'm saying? This is something that would, you know, cross my mind a lot. I knew that. So what I did was I made sure I was right. I made sure that I was set up right as a parent. And what I mean by that is she's not walking distance or anything like that, but please believe, you know, I can get there, you know what I'm saying, with no problem. You know, wherever she decides to go to school, I made sure that I'm set up and I'm in a good position. And, you know, I do what I got to do as a man to be able to, like, do what I got to do to take care, you know, my kids and everything. So it didn't matter to me where she was going to school or how, you know what I'm saying? I'm built to get there. You know, I made sure of that. And I'm one of those parents that will pull up. So, you know, that's not an issue. I've been prepared for that. Now, the $1 million question, you know, and this has been a question for a long time. Everybody asked me, you know, how am I going to take it when, you know, I take her up there, I help her move in, and then it's finally that time for me to walk away and go back home and leave her up there. You know, what's my response going to be? You know, how am I going to feel? How am I going to react to that? You know, everybody wants to know. And I give people the same answer, you know, without any hesitation at all, you know, because I've been prepared for this for 18 years now. And it's simple. You know, my reaction is going to be a proud dad. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to have a smile on my face. You know, like I preach here every time every episode on the Slackest Talk podcast. It's nothing compares to when your vision becomes reality. You know, I've been wanted to see this day. I've been preparing for her to go to college her whole life, and it's finally here. There's not going to be any sad moments. You know, she's been watching me all her life. I've been teaching her the right way. I've been present in her life. And the way we have been doing things for those 18 years has got us to this point where we at right now. And that's nothing but success. Nothing but success. You know, doing things the way we've been doing them has been working out. And we don't plan on changing that. Now, you always have to consider everything. You know what I'm saying? You always have to have a backup plan. Sometimes things don't always work out. So, you know, if it comes down to it and this doesn't work, we'll find something that do. You know, I'm just a phone call away. You know, working with her for 18 years, we wasn't always right the first time. You know, we had to find our way at times. You know, there were some struggles in there. This is no different. You know, we go take the same approach. We go take it day by day. It's going to take, you know, some getting used to on both sides. Her, you know, with her new environment. Us parents and her brother, you know, not being able to see her every day. And we just go take it day by day and rock out, man. And rock out. You know what I'm saying? It's a beautiful thing that's happening right now, man. A beautiful thing. And I can't take it no other way. I can't take it no other way. She had a decision day to announce where she was going. That's something that I never did. You know, every day she's accomplishing things that I didn't. And my plan, my vision was for her to be better than me. My vision has always been for not only my kids, but all kids to be better than me, to accomplish things that I didn't accomplish, to have more businesses than I have, to have more money than I have. You know what I'm saying? I don't mind that at all because I'm comfortable in my skin. I'm proud of my success. You know, it has always been my plan for her to be more successful than I am. And as of today, as of right now, I can say that plan is working. This has been the Slackest Talk Podcast, aka The Talk of the Town Now. I'm your host, film producer Jason Slack. I'm going to enjoy the hell out of this weekend. I hope y'all do the same. And as always, man, we'll be back again to talk next week.
You're listening to the Slack Is Talk Podcast, aka The Talk of the Town Now. Find out what's going to happen next.